Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Ron Nash, the Vice President of Sales with Laticrete. Ron, how you doing?
I'm doing really well.
I've caught you out in Utah, which is your home base, but you're responsible for sales for all Laticrete products in the U.S. and Canada, right?
That is correct. I have an office in our world headquarters in Connecticut that I visit quite frequently.
And you've been with the company about 15 years, right?
That's correct. Yeah, I started out with Laticrete as a sales rep. I covered Utah, Idaho, Wyoming, Montana, and Eastern Washington, and in what I call the good old days, the simple days.
Yeah.
And then I worked my way to where I am now. You know, I've got a great team of people, great family company, and it's treated me really well.
I'm glad you mentioned that. I want to point that out. Laticrete, most people know, been around 60 years. They're the company that pioneered the evolution of thinset by mixing a latex polymer with a sand mix. You've evolved into a whole lot of different products and sell products in 100 different countries, have 1,600 employees and factories in 17 different countries, right?
Yeah, that's very well done. I think I call it, we're a great American success story. You know, Henry M. Rothberg, our founder, was a chemist. He saw a problem, created a product, and had the stick-to-itiveness to turn it into something that is long-lasting and enduring. We're, I think, 65 years, somewhere around there now. So there's not a lot of American companies can say they become international, they lasted as long.
Well, I wanted to talk to you today because in the news a couple of weeks ago, you have this product called SuperCap. It was in the news that you'd bought out your joint venture partner, which I believe was a commercial flooring contractor based in New York. And now you own all of SuperCap. Is that right?
That is correct. We had a great thing. I believe it was 2012 that the partnership started. We were building the SuperCap material. And, you know, we always looked at the partnership like they have the razor blade handle and we created the blade.
Yeah.
And that was how that came. And then we started acquiring additional technology. And eventually, the system was so successful that we just said, you know, it's got to be part of the core Laticrete products that we can sell to everyone in North America. We do sell it internationally. We have many trucks around the world, but the North American effort is really exciting because we're even improving the business model of how people will buy self-leveling in the future.
All right, so let's get into that. That's exactly what it is. It is SLU, or self-leveling underlayment, which, I think it's taken off. There's a lot of new energy around that because of the types of flooring that are going in and because some of the technology. And your mousetrap is that you have, I think, 18 or 20 trucks out there nationwide that have, and you're able to offer the commercial contractor a method of delivering, I guess, slurry into the building, which is fast drying and self-leveling. There's several companies in the business, but with this delivery system, I think you can probably put more in a shorter period of time, right?
You're very good. You want a job? It's exactly right. So what we have been able to do now with SuperCap is actually bring a factory, so to speak, to every job. We provide everything that you would need anyway as a company. We can give you small bags, the traditional self-leveling products, we can give it to you that way, moisture mitigation and the whole thing. But what the SuperCap opportunity allows us to do is deliver self-leveling that's been perfectly mixed, computer controlled, directly to the floor, wet out of the end of the hose. The contractor doesn't need to worry about mixing ratios, and it's a huge risk factor that we take away, and also just the cleanliness factor is off the charts.
And I guess part of the secret to it is the raw material is a calcium aluminate. I mean, that's you know what you're delivering through the hose, but it's also the mixing of it, as you said. It's computer mixed, so it's not just somebody showing up with a ready-mix pump truck. I mean, there's a lot going on inside that truck, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a whole proprietary computer system inside the truck, which is really actually quite fascinating. It controls the temperature of the water, the amount of water, the rheology of the material, so how it flows. I mean, it truly does take as many human factors out of the mixing process as possible. By the way, it's quite powerful. We've delivered 30,000 square feet an hour through the truck, and we can pump it from the ground to 50 stories high. So it's very, very capable. It's literally capable of self-leveling the entire footprint of the building. In fact, it's best for us when we hit projects that don't have walls up and we can just blow an entire floor, you know, blow and go, we call it, just go on the entire footprint, and we can do it so fast that it really, there's nothing that can compete with it.
Okay, so let's talk about the business model and how you interact with the commercial contractor, because they certainly continue to play a role in this, right?
Absolutely. So we have traditional contractors that we've set up, and a lot of them currently buy our NXT self-leveling products and those kind of things. And with this acquisition, the rollout plan is in next year, we're going to be meeting with a lot of our existing customers and training them on how to buy the material and hooking them up with a reliable supply of the material. So as they see opportunities to, you know, because, look, majority of the self-leveling work that's done in the United States today is still done in small bags and small areas. The nice part about the trend is that general contractors are starting to understand that this is an efficient way of leveling out a floor so that the remediation work doesn't have to be scheduled in. And so we're helping to push forward that concept in construction in North America. Now, in Europe, it's already readily accessible. You know, in fact, in Europe, most of the floors that are done have a self-leveling screed of some type put on them, you know, just because of the age of the floor and those kind of things. So we're taking a lot of that learnings and the technologies and bring them to America, and we're on the front end of the wave that you kind of referenced in the beginning of the call.
All right, so you've got this now. It's all yours. You own it. Latercrete owns it. Real quick question. You've got 200 salespeople out there. You've got a large country and even some Canada and some international marketplaces and around 20 trucks. So I guess you need to ramp up with more trucks pretty soon, aren't you?
You bet, man. We're doing it kind of in a if you build it, they will come scenario. We have some markets that we've already seeded. We've got trucks that are working there, and we're trying to justify buying these trucks as fast as we can get customers on board that say they want to use them. I can't tell you how many we're going to need.
Exactly.
All I know is that we have targets that we've set, and once we hit those targets, we build a new truck, move on. Right now, I'm telling all my salespeople, you find the opportunity, we'll get the truck there.
Right.
Don't worry about that.
All right, Ron. Well, thanks for filling us in on this acquisition and now the total ownership of Latercrete Super Cap product. Again, been talking to Ron Nash, the Vice President of Sales with Latercrete, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.